Hello.
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 Hi, this is David, and I'm calling you from the security team of the Visa and MasterCard, okay?
Yes.
Can you hear? And the reason why I'm calling you up, ma'am, like recently this morning, did you make a transaction to overseas for some holiday? Are you planning for a vacation trip to United States of America now?
No.
And is there someone else, like apart from you, who else also do uses your card in your account, or you are the only person?
I'm the only person.
Alright, because ma'am, those people, what they did, they try to book a holiday, and apart from that, they also try to order some gift card online over the internet. Okay. So we are not sure, like without your permission, how it could be possible, like they are trying to withdraw all this transaction now. And have you get any notification or any message on your mobile phone or an email, ma'am?
Hello?
No, it's not come out of my file, out of my bank.
All right. Don't try to log in into your account, ma'am, because what those people did, they try to block your IP address, your internet network, and they are changing, they are shifting the location of your network, ma'am, so that you will not be receiving any notification or any transaction messages. So I will help you to check what the IP address changes have been made by those people behind you, okay?
Right.
All right. So, ma'am, on your mobile phone, you got a Google or a Safari browser?
Yes, I do have a Google.
All right. On the Google, ma'am, just simply check for my 1P address location and have a look, all right? Don't read out or then tell me. Just check it from your side, from your end, okay?
So what type is?
My, M-Y, my, then give a space.
Yes.
Then number one, the figure one.
Yes.
Then P for Peter, ma'am.
Yes.
All right. Now again, give a space and then type address, A-D-D-R-E-S-S, address.
Yes.
Then type country. After a space, after address, give a space and then type country there.
Yeah, done that.
All right. Now you can search for that, ma'am, and just have a look with your own eyes, ma'am. Don't tell us or don't share anything over here, okay, over the recorded line. Just securely check it from your end. Could you see the location? Is it exactly where you are, or it is showing in a different overseas country, ma'am?
I can't see anything that's got where I live.
All right, all right. Just check. If there is any results come up, exactly what did you type in on the Google? Do let me know, confirm that.
My 1P address location?
No, no, country. Type country, not location. Only country, ma'am. Remove that location, delete it. Delete the location and type their country. Once you type all that, click on the search. Once you click on the search, you can see on the page the results will be coming up to you, right?
Yeah.
Now you can see the numbers. Don't tell me, but just you can see the IP address numbers there, right, ma'am?
Yeah.
Below that, you can see the country and the state, right, ma'am?
Yes.
Is it showing you up exactly in Australia, ma'am, or it has been changed, right?
No, it's not in Australia.
That's the reason, ma'am. Now you see, this is the thing that has been changed by those people so that those transaction messages are not coming up on your account, and you cannot see the transaction on your account, ma'am. Because once your IP address will be shipped back to Australia, all the funds will be get debited from your account to those people in exactly this location in this country, ma'am. All right? So, over the recorded line, as you are not authorizing those transactions, as you have already verified, so we need to go ahead and block them from your network and cancel up those transactions, ma'am, okay?
Right. There's no money gone out of my bank card.
Yeah, because, ma'am, the IP address has been changed. If it should be in Australia, the money might be, you can see the transaction messages. But those people, whoever is trying to cheat you up, they are not allowing you to receive the transaction messages, ma'am. They are not letting you the money get debited from your account because your IP address has been compromised. once the funds will be shipped, once the IP address will be changed back to Australia, the money might be debited and you will be not aware of that exactly what is happening. So before these things happen, ma'am, we will be having a security and we're going to already block them from your network, okay?
All right.
Now, what we are going to do here is we are going to report this fraudulent activity on the security server, ma'am, on the Australian cyber security portal, okay? Now, you can remove that my 1P address page, close it down, make it blank. All right. Now, again on the Google search, type over there ACSC Australia. A for Australia.
Yes.
C for Charlie.
Yes.
S for Sunday.
Yes.
Again, C for Charlie.
Yes.
All right. Now, you can search for that, ma'am. Click on search.
So do I go to the ACSC Australia?
Yeah, perfect. ACSC Australia. Type ACSC Australia.
Yes.
All right. Now you can see the results, ma'am. There will be an ACSC homepage, cyber.gov.au. Can you see anything like that?
Yes.
All right. Click on that, ma'am, the ACSC homepage. This is a cybersecurity website, the web page, ma'am, the security portal, where we are going to report this fraudulent activity behind you, ma'am, for the investigation, for the further investigation, ma'am, right?
Right.
Now, once you click on that ACSC page, ma'am, you can see Australian Cyber Security Center, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, now below that, what do you see? Can you see any option on that page, ma'am?
It's just got the Australian government symbol up the top.
Yeah.
It's got cyber security for kids.
Okay.
Get alerts on new threats, report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident,
yep,
or become a partner.
Perfect. Now,
yes,
scroll down a little bit, ma'am, bottom down, you can see there will be three most important things to protect yourself. Can you
see
my...
So it's got latest alerts and advisory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, go down a little bit down more.
Right.
Can you see top three things to protect yourself, ma'am? Top three things.
Can I say what down?
Top three things to protect yourself, ma'am. The three things to put the top three things to protect yourself.
No, I can't say anything for that.
All right, go down a little bit.
Yeah, top three things
perfect
to protect yourself.
Perfect, ma'am. These are the three things, ma'am, you need to keep it in your mind each and every time, ma'am. Because these things, you need to accommodate these things in the near future. You need to follow them. You need to apply them in your daily basis, okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, you can see the first thing, ma'am, is most very important, like update your device to protect your important information, right, ma'am?
Yes. Yes.
And the second thing that you can see is like you protect your accounts with multi-factor authentication. Like, ma'am, whenever any transaction made on your account, there should be a two layer of security. Like, the one is the code that you receive, the net code. Apart from if somebody somehow they get the net code, there will be security like your face ID or your fingerprint required to authorize those transactions. This is a double layer of security, ma'am. You need to apply them. You need to follow up them in the near future, okay? All right. Now, the third thing is you can see backup your data regularly to the cloud or an external hard drive, ma'am, right?
Backup data regularly.
These are the things, ma'am, like backup data means like your banking details, your email, your password, never ever share your details to anybody. And make sure you note down in like manually in a note. Like you need to keep it by note so that in any case, if your device got crashed or it got destroyed. So if you got noted down them manually, you have noted down in a paper or somewhere in a diary, right, ma'am? So it might help you in the near future. You no need to recover all the things. You have keep it safe with you, all the things, right, ma'am? Okay. Now, what we are going to do is we are making you a report of the cybercrime incident, ma'am. Now, go to the top, scroll up again.
Yes.
Now, you can see report a cybercrime or a cybersecurity incident. Can you see that, ma'am?
Yes.
Click on that. Click on that because we are going to report the fraud activity first so that the investigation, the Australian Federal Police will be also registering a case against those people and try to investigate and find out once we will be cancelled of those trials. Okay?
Yes, I've got the blue page. I'll start doing the dead report
cyber. All right. Now, what can you see? Scroll down a little bit. You can see something else, ma'am.
Check the status of an existing cyber crime report.
Okay. Now, you can see somewhere, like, who are you reporting?
Yeah. Who are you reporting on behalf of, an individual, a business, or an organization, or a government department or agency?
All right. So you need to select, ma'am, like you are not a government organization. Yeah. So you need to select your individual, ma'am. Your individual account has been tried to targeted by those people.
Right. Okay. All right. I'll click that. Yeah. So I've done that. So what do I do now?
You can see below down there, ma'am. It says you have reported this to the Australian police through the cyber report, right?
Yes.
All right. Now you can close this whole lot of page, ma'am, the ACS. Now your network will be get secured. The IP address will be shifted back to Australia exactly where you are, all right? And those people, whoever are getting access to your network, we will be going ahead and we will be blocking them from your IP address now, all right? So please be rest assured. All right. Now, ma'am, on your mobile phone, you got a Play Store or an App Store?
Have I got what, though?
Like you got a Play Store or an App Store on your phone, ma'am?
A Play Store, yeah.
All right. Now, go to the Play Store, ma'am. Now, I will be helping you with the security application that will help you to block those people from the network. And they will not be aware about that. The investigation is going on to track them. All right?
Uh-huh.
We will be adding a real-time monitoring security for those people. Now, have you find the Play Store open up, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Now, once you click on the Play Store, you can see the search, right?
Yes.
All right. On the search, ma'am, type the Z for zebra.
Yes.
All right. O for orange.
Yes.
All right. H for Henry.
Yes.
Again, O for orange.
Yes.
All right. Now, type customer. Give a space and then type customer. Joho customer.
Yes.
All right. Once you click on Joho customer, ma'am, you can see there will be a green logo application with a two diamond square and a green circle will be coming up there, right?
What did it have, did you say?
Ma'am, it will be providing you a green circle, a Joho Assist customer, a green logo application. Can you find that?
Customer app, Joho Assist?
Yes, ma'am, perfect. Is it green and a circle on the top, ma'am? Like there will be a two diamond shape and on the top there is a circle, right?
Yes.
Tap on that, ma'am. Yes. Click on that.
Right.
Okay. Now you can see it says install. Somewhere you can see install option there.
There.
All right. Once you click on
that.
Yes, ma'am. Because this will help you to block those people from your IP address. Okay.
Okay. Then.
All right. Now wait. And I will be providing you a one-time security session key, ma'am. Because a security session will be started for you. All right.
Right.
All right. Is it installing, ma'am? Is it getting downloaded?
It's still downloading. Right. Okay, yeah. So, go to open, do I?
Once you click